has had a devastating effect in that more than 50% of the robusta trees have been destroyed by this disease, and therefore having a direct impact on the farmer earnings and foreign exchange earnings, and the fact that we do not have any systematic cure. And the only cure that we see in sight is through breeding for resistance, and you know how long the scientists take to respond to such issues, and therefore very devastating impact.
Uganda now is currently number two in Africa behind Ethiopia. And
that's correct.
Therefore, this coffee wilt disease, do you think it's going to have a big effect on your production and exports?
Well, I don't see how much more effect it will have than what it has had so far. But indeed, yes, it has had tremendous effect on the exports, farmer earnings, and it seems to continue as long as we don't have a scientific cure.
And what, in your view, is the short-term solution?
The short-term solution is through management of the coffee fields. Like any other disease, whether plant disease or human disease, it affects the weak weather personalities or trees. So good farm management seems to temporarily help in that all the plants that are quite vigorous do not succumb to the wilt as much as the weak ones, and especially the old trees. As a short-term measure, we are emphasizing good husbandry, good agricultural practices, with the hope that through plant vigor we get some good rate of survival.
You talk of good farm management practices, but as you know, in Uganda, most of the coffee is grown by small-scale farmers on the small farms. How easy is it to mobilize those farmers?
Yeah, in addition to being grown on very small-scale holdings, it is also grown by the elderly people. So mobilization in terms of being old people, that would be easier because the old people tend to listen and have a lot of attachment to their gardens. But in terms of doing what they are required to do or what they are advised to do, because of their age, it takes a bit of energy.
Do you miss the old cooperative arrangement where farmers were mobilized under the cooperative movement to grow coffee and export it?
Following the liberalization policy frameworks that this country adopted 15 years ago, the cooperative movement became extremely weak if it did not collapse completely, and therefore mobilization through cooperative movement is not applicable to Ugandan situation today. But what has been done is to have different forms of organizations of farmers, what we call farm-level organizations, where we have farmer groups organizing themselves around that commonality. So we have some level of organization at the grassroots, which I think government is now supplementing by encouraging them to even include saving societies